Blog Talk Radio.
You are practicing the doctrine.
Okay.
Confirmation that you know that it's coming from up above and not from me. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the song, we just got through singing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what you came to do, uh-huh. But I know I came to praise the Lord.
All right. All right.
I don't know what you came to do,
right. All right.
I came to praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I would just thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Go to Hebrews 11. I didn't remember this. I just, you know, looked it up this morning. The same.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is now faith.
Now faith.
Now faith.
Now faith
is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are
not seen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can believe in the unseen God. You can believe that, but what is the work? Because your work shows you what you believe.
Yes.
You say you believe God. You remember Abraham.
Uh-huh.
Abraham believed God.
Believe.
Abraham believed God was who he said he was.
Right.
But see, God, Abraham didn't just believe. Abraham acted on the word of God.
Right.
God told him to go.
Yes.
To go. I'll provide you your sacrifice.
Yes.
He
said,
your sacrifice is your son.
My God.
Abraham still believed God and put his son up there.
Yes, he
did. That works.
Yes.
And believe working together. Believe by itself.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
What about Rahab?
Yes.
She believed God. She was over another people.
Yes, she was.
Amen. Hallelujah. But she believed God. She believed that God was who he said he was.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And if she didn't believe that God was who he said he was, she wouldn't have hid his spies in her house.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She believed God.
Yes, she did.
She wasn't scared.
No.
She wasn't thinking, oh, they're going to kill me. No. You want a high space? He is. I believe in your true God.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's faith. And that of a shield. Believe.
Yes.
And faith and works working together.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just belief by itself. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So the question on this morning, that of a shield, is just believing enough.
Yes. Just believing enough.
That of a shield.
All right. Good question.
Blood of a shield.
Yes.
Do we really have a love for God?
Yes.
Do we really? You know, I heard a sister over here saying, what are you thirsting for?
Mm-hmm.
What are you really thirsty for?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to be transformed?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want a new life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to be a new person?
Right.
You
know,
you want to be mean like that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be malicious like that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be manipulative like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you want to be? You want to be jealous, backbiter,
gossip?
That's what you want to be?
No.
Blood of a shield of a shield.
Mm-hmm.
You want to transform, right?
Right.
Blood of a shield of a shield.
Yes.
Blood of a shield of a shield.
Yes,
let's show God that we really want that change.
Yes.
To stop acting.
Yeah.
Let's stop putting on the facade.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Blood of a shield. Because God is waiting on you.
Yes.
God has been waiting on you.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
but God is merciful.
Yes.
Thank God for his mercy and his grace.
Lord.
I don't take that lightly, because if it wasn't for God, mercy, and grace,
we
would not be here today.
Right. Right.
Blood of Oshia.
Right.
Blood of Oshia. It's not just a cliche. It's just not a Bible scripture.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't the love that God had for us, the Bible says it ain't that we love God. Real love is that God loves us.
Amen.
And I thank God for his mercy and his forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
And God is still here extending it today.
Uh-huh.
After all we have done, he's still saying, here is my mercy.
Yes.
Here is my grace.
Yes.
Here is my forgiveness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Day after day, the Lord wakes us up every morning, giving us the opportunity to change our lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So when you say, I thank God for waking me up this morning, we wouldn't have had another chance to get it right. Amen.
Right.
So we ought to thank and praise God. And we don't have nothing else to praise God for. We ought to thank him for his mercy and his grace and his forgiveness. We thank him for the material, but the grace and mercy is nothing like his grace and mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing like God's mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to be with you long.
Hallelujah.
I ain't gonna be with you alone.
Because
I just believe the Lord has visited us on this morning.
Uh-huh.
And then some.
Uh-huh.
And Aboshia.
Yes.
So the question is, do you really love God like you say you do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just talking and moving your lips?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just serving God with your lips?
Lip service.
Lip service. Come on,
right.
What is your action? Because your action shows how you feel.
Amen.
Like, it's like your relationship. You can tell me all day, you love me. You praise me all day.
Yes.
What is action?
Come on now. Come on now.
The word don't mean that. What is the action?
Come on
that
now.
I don't see nothing. You telling me this and that. You can't just sweet talk me under the
table.
What is the action? Come on.
Come on now.
Amen. got a portion, he don't want it.
That's God's way.
You can keep it. You can keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Keep that. Come on now.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, just keep it.
For real.
Let's be real.
Be real.
We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. None of us perfect. We still all trying to get there.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Like the man said, confess your sins. Confess. You are a sinner. You have messed up.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
Confess that he is the Lord. I have sinned. And I need your mercy. I need your grace.
Yeah.
I need your forgiveness. Yeah. I have messed up. I have sinned against God.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Confess it.
Yes.
Out your mouth and mean it in your heart.
Yes.
It ain't enough just to say it. Believe it in your heart.
Believe it in your heart.
Heartfelt repentance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. So as we sit here on today,
mm-hmm.
let's focus on us
mm-hmm.
and what God is trying to say to the church,
mm-hmm.
to our hearts.
Yes.
Focus on us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be like Peter and worry about John.
All right.
Well, what about John? But he's talking to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, you go feed my sheep.
Right.
If you love me, go down for me. If you love
mm-hmm.
me.
If you love me.
But what about John? He's talking to you. He's talking to you. He's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He know the plans he have for John.
Uh-huh.
Sally, Billy, you know. He know the plans he got for them. He worried about you.
Mm.
What is he telling you?
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too many times we're looking at other people. He's talking to you.
Come on,
he's doing what they're doing, but he's talking to you.
Thank you. That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's take time to look at ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So like I said, I'm going to be for with you, Lord. So I thank God and I praise God. But I will shield, for just even moving on this morning and just being so great. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. We should always have a praise on our hearts.
Yes.
God is just good all the time.
Yes.
I remember when I first got in, I really didn't understand why people was all happy all the time and jumping and shouting. I found myself doing it. I'm like, I really don't. I was like, had myself sitting at home. That's when I first got in. I was like, I was like, because I was doing it, but it wasn't coming from a place of, like, I knew.
Uh-huh.
Like, I knew how good God was. So
uh-huh.
I'm like, so what have you done? You know, I'm feeling like, you know, I ain't really did that much or whatever, you know. I helped people. I did everything. I did everything you said about. So I'm like, what have you done? And then he broke it down to me. He was like, it don't matter how little that you did. You sin, you sin. Ain't no such thing as a little sin. Ain't no such thing as a big sin.
Uh-huh.
You sinned against me, and you should be thankful for my mercy and grace. I was
like,
well, thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. I got to understand it real quick, okay?
Uh-huh. All right.
You know, and I've been thanking God ever since.
Yeah.
You know, because when I really look back over my life, I'm like, I did a lot of sinning. Like, it wasn't as little as I thought. Wait a minute. I didn't know, you know, and that's another thing. Most of the time we try to justify our sins because we did not know at the time
mm-hmm.
that we were sinning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to justify.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. So I really didn't sin. But ignorance is no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
For the law.
It's no excuse. You sin, you've got to confess that you sin whether you knew or not. And God still loves us enough to give us his mercy and grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sorry and I'm sticking to it. And I'm praying God. You know?
Amen.
You know, so are we leaving here today? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your mercy and your constant grace that you extend to us each and every day, O God. We thank you for the O'Shea, for even working on us now like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for touching our hearts, our minds, and our souls, O God. Lord, we just thank you, and we give you all the praise and the honor because you are truly worthy to be praised, O God. Lord, as we walk out of here today, oh God, let us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God. Let us be healed in our hearts, oh God. Right now, I come against any wicked spirits, any demonic spirits that might try to attack your people as they leave out of here, oh God, refreshed, oh God. I come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I will sheep. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord, I will sheep. And Lord, we just thank you that your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Okay, God,
amen, amen, amen. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. We're going to play y'all a little tune real quick. Praise God. It ain't over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. Then we're going to get into another message here. Praise God.
until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
Keep you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That said you ain't going nowhere. You ain't a-
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is very touchy subject, but
all right.
First of all, I just want to applaud my husband. You know, he is a good father to his children. He tried to raise them the best way he can and teach them the right way, the best way he can with in his ability. And to me, you know, he is a great father. As far as my father, you know, I really don't know about my father. You know, I've been told so many stories, you know, this man being my father, and then I've been told that first I was told that one man was my father, and for a long time I thought that was my father. But then as I grew up, when my mom felt like I was at a mature age, she told me that she had went through some things as a child, you know, involving our family. And basically, she was telling me I was birthed out of incest, you know, concerning her own father. So with that situation, I really don't know, you know, because even finding that out, that person never, you know, treated me as no daughter or nothing. So I really don't know what a father figure is. You know, even the man who I thought was my father, I never really seen him. You know, he was in and out of jail. You know, he'll get out and then go right back. You know, it's been a cycle, in and out, in and out. So I really don't know, you know, as far as fathers. And I used to be I didn't worry about it at first, you know. It wasn't until I started growing up and getting to a mature age to really see, you know, as I got older, turned 18, 19, and moved out, you know, from my parents. And I got that with my husband, you know. So, it'd be before that, as I was getting out of school or whatever. You know, I noticed that I have three sisters, three other sisters, and another brother. They know their fathers, you know, they in contact with their fathers and everything. But I was always at one that it was always something different, you know. But I can tell you from my heart, when I met God, you know, God really became my father. You know, he really showed me how beautiful that I really am, truly am, inside and out, you know. And I'm not out to make it super spiritual, super religious. That's just my truth. That is the God honest truth. You know, he's really been my everything, you know. Even through everything, God has been there. That's just my testimony. God has been that father to me. You know, and I just can't, you know, really explain the love that I feel from God, like so deep. I can feel the love that he has for me. And I know he loves all of us, but what I feel from him is just what I feel from him. It goes so deep in so many places, you know. He's been a good father to me, you know. It's like I can imagine him, like, sitting right outside of me when I'm hurting. And it's like he's just holding me and hugging me so tight in the hardest time, you know. That's really my father, you know.
Yes.
You know, there's no bad blood between not having a physical father. It's just that God showed me that love in so many areas, you know. I was not so out of words, but when I met God, that became my real father. And Mojo goes so deep for him. It's like it's something that I never had. I always felt like the one left out, you know. Overlooked, you know, and I was that kind of child that, you know, I really didn't care, you know, I just stayed to myself, you know. But over time, it's like, over time, it came like, what about me?
what about me, you know?
Because
I'm always like, that's okay, that's all right, you know, that consent person, that, you know, it's all right, you know, but sometimes you need some love, too.
Yes.
You know, but God
yes.
fulfilled all of that. He fulfilled all of that. He can go talk to him. Shoot, you know, he listen to you. You don't never have to worry about being overlooked by God. That's just how I really truly feel. And no matter, you know, no matter what nobody got to say, that's how I feel about God. And like I say, I ain't not to make nothing super spiritual or super religious. That's just how I really, really truly feel. You know.
you know, what God is doing. And all he's doing is just bring you to something real, something you never imagined, something they won't, you know, get away from you, you know. Something that will always be there, not something temporary or, you know, something based off of, if you watch this kind of movie, you know what kind of movies I'm talking about. You look at these kind of pictures, you know what I'm talking about. Listen to this type of music, you know what I'm talking about. No. Yeah, you hear such a first movie, you won't have to look at them pornos, you know, listen to that kind of music. He'll touch you that good, you know? You know?
All right.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a part of being a good father. You know, he teach you that you don't have to have all these, add all this other stuff to you to be beautiful, do beautiful things, and you know, our Father, he shows us what our true inner beauty is, you know.
I love it.
You know, putting makeup on ain't always talking about putting on like real makeup that girls put on. No, you can put makeup on by watching those, you know, pornos, by taking those sex pills, by and you know, I'm on this topic because this is one of the biggest things, the biggest problems, you know, in relationships and marriages that really is, you know. We can let everything else go, but when it comes to that, it'd be like, hold up, wait a minute, what's going on now? Hold up. You know,
All right.
They'd be holding the relationship and marriage back. The Father can fix that too. We gave the King, we got to render that to him too, you know. But,
Amen.
If I'm making any sense, I'm just saying.
You make plenty sense. Make plenty sense.
Lord, you know, I know you got physical fathers, but God is your father, Father. Once you came to him, he became your father. You know, he can be the best father that you ever had. You know, he ain't like us people. They look on the outside, you know, they love you one day, hate you next, judge you one day. God don't do that. God is, he's always teaching you. He always loving on you. He always looking to see you do better. You know, God is that father that you are looking for, period.
Yeah.
He's that father. God is everything, really. Father, love, joy, mercy, happiness. He everything. He everything that you're looking for. You know, too many times, you know, we depending on people, you know. You know, and people, I'm not saying that people are bad, but they limit you. God is unlimited.
That's right.
So you gonna look to a father figure. It needs to be God. It needs to be God, because we depend on God for everything else, the material things, the money,
right.
The cars, the clothes. We depend on it for that. Why we can't depend on it for everything else? You know.
Right.
You want to get to that everything else. He's like, okay, cool, I'll give you that, but you don't want that happiness. I want to give you the joy, you know. I give you all that stuff without having you do all that stuff you used to do. If you just trust me, don't worry about what the next person got to say. They ain't going to understand at first, but God will give them the understanding if you just let him do what he do.
All
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I learned.
Help yourself.
That's what I learned. You know, it wasn't no easy road. You know, sometimes you want to jump in and defend yourself. But no, you got to step back and let God do what he do.
Because
when you jump in and try to do it yourself, you just make things worse on yourself. You know, you just make the process worse.
That's right.
So you just step back and let God do it. I promise you, he know what he's doing.
Come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
him.
Yes.
And
it's been
great. The outcome has been great once you step back. The quicker you step back, the quicker it happens. That's just the truth. Sometimes we don't want to prolong the process because we keep getting in the way. About me and not what people thought
thought about me and stop trying to be liked and stop trying to be wanted, you know, by people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started to be my human. You know, I was like, well, shoot, God is on my side, you know.
Oh, come on, man.
He had to constantly remind me who I was to him, you
yes.
know. And that just brought me closer. Every time I turn my back on him and start trying to be liked by people and try to be accepted by people and want to be people, see how little person I was, I'm turning back to them, trying to get that again. Just for them to hurt me again, I'm in a room crying back to the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. That's how I was. It just brought me real, real close to God. You know, because I realized, like, every time I turned my back on him, they still tried to get the same love from people who kept rejecting me. It brought me closer to him. I was like, oh, Lord, thank you, because you never leave me. You never forsake me. You're merciful. You know, even when I turn back on you, still took me in. That's why I love God so much, because for it all, he's still here. He's still here. He's still here, and I thank you for that. He told me just to leave it. He told me to a point that, hey, yeah, you don't like me, you don't like me. That's just, hey, you only tell me, you just don't tip me. You don't want to be my friend, you don't want to be my friend. That's just the bottom line. God, my friends. And, you know, it ain't got way, way, way better, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They say they don't try to slip in it once again in your mind, you know, but. I'm telling you that I'm closer to him than I ever been, you know. God has been that good of a friend, that good of a father, you know. Woo, Jesus.
Help yourself.
God, I'm telling you, God is good. God is truly, truly, truly good. You know, most of the time we worry about stuff around us and stuff that's going on around us, but that stuff is really, it's there to help you get close to God. If you just listen and see it's to help you. Like Jesus, they was doing all that stuff to Jesus, they was all the way through the cross, Malcolm called him all kinds of names, said everything about him but who he actually was. But they all that just, if that all that when it happened to Jesus, Jesus went down that cross and did what he did for us.
That's right. Come on now.
So they thought they was hurting him. They was really helping him, you know, get to where he needed to go. And that's the same thing that happened in my life. All this what could have happened. People are turning back on people who walk and talk about us. It's all to get us to where we need to be in God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
But really, if all that stuff wouldn't have happened to us, if we wouldn't have came up like we came up, we wouldn't be the strong people that we are today.
That's right.
Who
would
have been able to take the stuff that we take today if it wasn't for all that stuff we went through?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's the bottom line. We should appreciate that. You know, yeah. I would appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it at the time it was going on, but later on, I realized, it was there to help, you know. He said he's going to take us through fiery furnace, but we should come out as pure gold.
All right.
That's the fiery furnace we go through. And we came forth in those areas as pure gold, you know.
Yeah.
This is what it is, you know, so, you know.
I'm loving it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to you with humbling you, Lord, know how to say thank you. Lord, thank you for leading us.